I'll introduce a work which was done actually at factory, but we have evaluated it at our school in Liberec. We know, all of us, that the importance of waste. I'll not be too long here. Waste is to be recycled. I have read the day before yesterday, for example, in North Carolina, it takes about $1 million only to get rid of the waste of the textile mill. Yeah, that is without any transport and so on. And if you know that it's about 40% of the cotton from the gin to be processed as a cloth, it is very big amount of waste. At any case, now we have a trend in Czech Republic to reprocess or to recycle this cotton. Actually, there is Rita Czech has developed some line for processing of the waste. And also, I would mention that is very important, not only the material factors which are affecting the quality of the yarn, but also, or more or less, the most important thing is the machine setting and so on. So, at any case, I'll speak today about a comparison between some yarns were spun from 100% cotton from Uzbekistan and some recycled or reprocessed cotton. Measurements also of both raw material and properties by FS system combined with measurements of tenacity and elongation at break. Computation of complex quality index of cotton based on the utility value, which are only just to mention briefly, and then Professor Muritki will speak about it. And then analysis of rotor spinning and properties, I mean the internal structure of the rotor spinning. So here the primary wastes are waste collected during processing of yarn and gray fabrics from cotton mills, which we are speaking about, which are short fibers, waste from cleaning units, fibrous materials from pre-spinning technology, mainly from carding and combing, and piece linear textile structures as sliver and yarns and sure pieces of fabric, which is our issue more or less here. These wastes are treated in recycling unit. Main aim is tearing or opening two individual fibers and then eliminating the non-fibrous waste to very short fibers or fragments. The resulting process is to be processed, carded for elimination, the entangled, and then further processing. At any case, now, the evaluation of the two fiber qualities, we are using the system developed here, which is known as a quality index or quality utility, which is based on the selection of HBI characters which are affecting the yarn, the properties of the yarn. For example, as we see here, yeah, that is there is some factors which are affecting the open end spinning yarns. Then we find that there is actually the utility index can be one-sided as this one or double-sided if the property itself is should be between some limits, or it doesn't matter, should be only less from one side or from higher than other side. For example, and in this case, we can use here the partial utility function for each properties, as we can see here, for example, based on if it is 1, the 0.1 only, that is the lowest, we can say it is not for use and 100% is for use. For example, here is the HUM of the length, the upper half mean, is the L25 and H32. But I would mention also if, for example, we are dealing with micronair, then it will be two-tail or two-sided one, which will Mr. Mlitke speak about. Then we are approximating all, or aggregation, all the factors which we have think or are sure that will affect the inequality in this form, which is the final utility factor is a sum of all of these partial factors to this equation will be applied. Now, as we can see here, just only we take some example, the rate diagram, we can see here that is the red here is for the waste fibers, and the green one, the blue one, is for 100% cotton. That means here it is 100%, and we can see just only the short fiber content less than 12.5% is the most difference between both open or recycled cotton and the original one, which are comparable. Also here the index one, the other factors as strength and I don't know what else, all of these factors, we can see here that the elongation, yeah, for are to some extent the same, just only the strength is for the virgin fibers are higher than the other recycled fibers. That means the process actually for opening to individual fibers are optimized, yeah? And here we can see that there is, to some extent, there is no great differences between the recycled one and the original or the virgin cotton. So now, we have done some experiments about the to see the internal structure. We have used the radial packing density, which is also very short. If we see here under the microscope by means of image processing, and now we are doing annual circles, yeah? So these circles, as I'm saying here, and now for each circle, we can find the area of the fibers to the total area of this strip around. We can find the radial packing density from the center to the outside. Beside also the hairness, we have measured it by two methods, one by normal user system and another system which I'll speak also very shortly about it. All of these parameters will be to some extent compared with user statistics. At any case, the radial packing density, as I said, it is just only the surface of the fiber to the total surface in the annual circle from the center to the outside, and we can see here that both yarns, which are recycled or 100% virgin cotton to some extent, are of the same density. To some extent, there is no great deal with them. Now, About the harness, also it is some special methods has been developed by our school. If we longitudinal image taken under the microscope, and we take a line on the yarn, yes, longitudinal line, so we can define how far the ends of the fibers from the edge of the yarn. So we can see here, for example, this is the harness region. Yeah, we are, according to our experience about from here, is the yarn diameter, and this, the area under this curve is equal to the harness. So at any case, we can see here that the harness of both yarns to some extent. Here we have actually used three counts. One is 25, the second is 30 and 40 ticks. And we can see here the yarn harness to some extent are very compatible, either by the user measurements or by our measurements. By all measures, we can say to some extent this is the same trend as we can see here, yeah? And we can see also here that is the 100% cotton to some extent sure has better harness for, and sure also for the count, as the count increases in text, that means that is the harness also increases. Here is a summary of the yarns parameters. They are actually very interesting. I don't know exactly how to say that is the CV of the recycled fibers are very good, thin places, and nips and so on. All of these yarn irregularity and imperfections are to some extent good. Here, please be sure that is the for count 50 ticks, yeah, because it will to some extent change the trends if you are taking in consideration to another these three counts. As we can see here, that is, for example, yarn tenacity, yeah, is for recycled is higher, otherwise it is lower than the 100% cotton. The elongation, yeah, is also to some extent higher, elongation. Also the imperfection here, as we can see here, for the 100% cotton is badly higher, and the nips, we can see that for the finer counts are to some extent bad. So that is what we can conclude from these things, that actually if we are intended to reprocess the fibers, mainly from fabrics, we should optimize the machine for this one. I mean, also not only for opening and cleaning, but also even for the open end, because we have also used some special labels for this open end to get better results. Here, just only to see the stress strain curves of the fibers. That is all what I would like to report about. That is, actually we can reprocessed cotton fibers are shorter and have a slightly worse complex quality. That is for sure. Reprocessed cotton fibers can be used for creation or for production of yarns with comparatively properties. That means we, to some extent, not so bad these properties from cotton fibers. Generally, finer yarn counts from recycled fibers have lower quality than those of 100% cotton, in contrast to coarser count. These 50 ticks, to some extent, showed all the parameters are better, only the strength was lower. Yeah, some properties of the yarn from reprocessed fibers are better in comparison with yarns from virgin cotton. Yeah, this may be due to the optimizing of the recycling process and adaptation of the rotary spring. Higher twist multiplier should be used since it is to some extent we have a lot of short fibers. That is all what I want to report, and thank you. And that's a greeting from Professor Merrick.